The number of women on company boards has increased. Just over 12% of Australia's top 200 companies have women on their boards, compared to 8.4% 2 years ago. The survey is carried out every 2 years by the Equal Opportunity for Women in the Workplace agency. The director of the agency, Helen Conway, told Sue Lennon that progress is slow, especially in the resources industry.
Look, there's some good news, and the good news relates to the top 200 boards. On those boards, we've seen a considerable increase in the number of women who've been appointed. So back in 2010, 8.4% was the percentage of women on those boards. But in 2012, it's now 12.3%, so that's a good increase. So that's the good news. I think the really bad news and the disappointment of this census is that in executive ranks, we've seen negligible progress. Really very concerning is that almost two-thirds of ASX 500 companies have no female executives, and only 12 have a female CEO. And if you look internationally, Australia has the lowest percentage of female executives compared to countries with similar governance structures.
So why is this happening? There has been a lot of publicity and campaigns and programs put in place by companies. Are these programs just not working?
Well, look, I think the improvement at the board level is the result of a lot of focus. So organisations like the Institute of Company Directors have done a lot of work to mentor women and promote women onto boards. So I suppose the lesson there is if you put focus on things, you get results. It's a little harder to get women into those senior executive ranks. Employers are not coming to grips with the impact of family on workplaces. And the second thing is, really, still in companies we see cultural and structural issues that impede gender equality.
So is there still a boys' club at work?
Well, look, there's still, I'd have to say, some sexism in workplaces. Some of this is conscious, but some of it's unconscious. And what we're asking companies to do is to look closely at their workplaces, do things differently from what they've done in the past, because clearly what they've been doing in the past hasn't worked. And so what the agency's calling for is voluntary targets for the appointment of women to management and leadership positions.
But is that enough?
Well, look, we think we should give employers and businesses the opportunity to work in the voluntary framework first. Organisations will report to us under the new legislation on outcomes rather than inputs as they currently do. This will give us very powerful data, enable us to work with employers to improve their gender performance. So we say, let's try and do this cooperatively and collaboratively first, see if we can get some good results.
The director of the Equal Opportunity for Women in the Workplace Agency, Helen Conway, talking to finance reporter Sue Lannan.